All right, well, it's 3 minutes after eight by my watch, so let's get going in spite of the limited attendance. So I guess, Gabby, to begin with, we don't have quorum at this stage, is that correct?
Yes, let me check the attendees list, which I just might need to find. Hello, who joined?
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron. Okay, so... we definitely don't have a quorum right now. We have no one from the African region. We have no one from the AFE region. We have Katrina from the EU region. We have Margarita Valdez is supposed to join remotely only over in the room. She cannot dial in. From the North American region, we have Byron and Dottie. From the Melcom, we have Hong. And we have Cheryl and Ron as observers, and Patrick Mouse is in the room. So we definitely don't have a quorum right now.
Okay, well, we'll work through the agenda, but obviously we can't vote on any of the recommendations. We'll have to do that online at a future point. So we received formal apologies?
Yes, we have received apologies from Victor Abud, Carolina Aguera, John Berard, Leslie Cowley, Keith Davidson, Demi Getchko, Sokol Hakshu, Hiro Hotta, Rolof Meyer, and Soleiman Umtanaga, and Christina's not joining this call today either. So, and then, as I said, as Margarita Valdez is supposed to join, but just over the Adobe room.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry, we also have Jordi from the NOMCOM online. I forgot to mention him.
Okay. So this will be more informational in decision-making today. Thank you for that. In terms of moving on in the agenda, item number two, the minutes and actions, the minutes were put out. I'll assume everybody has read them. Are there any issues or changes requested for the minutes? Hearing none, Gabby, let's move on to the actions.
Well, as you see, I've pasted the actions into the agenda. Two of them are completed. There's just one action, 8703, the chair to inform the GNSO Council of the adoption of the draft CCNSO letter proposed by the JIG working group and to submit it to the ICANN board. This is in progress. Bart, do you want to update us about that?
No, it's, yeah, or Byron is has sent the email to the CCNSO Council, an email to the CCNSO or the GNSO Council informing them on the adoption of the proposed letter. And Byron, I don't know if, have you sent the letter to the chair of the ICANN board?
I have not done that yet.
So that's the final step.
Okay, and I will do that very shortly. The response I got from the chair of the GNSO Council was in complete agreement, so we're ready to go in a united force.
That's good.
Moving on to item number three.
Cheryl has a hand up, Byron.
Oh, I'm sorry. See that, Cheryl?
Sorry, Byron, please. Cheryl.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to take you back a moment to 87-01. I know there's been a couple of calls for a couple of volunteers to coordinate with the CCNSO and ALAC meeting, and I also know that Bart and Heidi have pursued some degree of conversation, but Ron and I are a little concerned about making sure an agenda gets properly set. Byron, did you want Ron and I to just work with Bart on this and power on, or what do you want us to do?
Well, I think also we have...
it's possible, yeah.
In the agenda, item number five, we're going to come to that in a more fulsome way.
Okay, fine.
So we will, thanks for raising that, we will speak to it in item number 5. Before we get there, however, let's go back to number 3 in terms of updates. And in terms of the chair update, I don't have much specifically to report as chair other than, as we just talked about in terms of the action item, have worked with the GNSO Council chair to get the joint letter ready and headed towards the ICANN board. And the other work that I've done is on regarding the finance working group, and I'll speak to that later in the agenda. There is no vice chair on the call, so we'll move on to 3.3. Are there any councillor updates? Hearing none. Oh, I see a hand up from Jordy. And regional organization updates. Jordy, go ahead. If you're speaking, you're on mute.
Jordy's not on the call. He's actually only in the room, so he has to type.
Type it in? Okay. All right. Well, while that is happening, is there anyone else who would like to provide an update? Okay, 3.4, any staff updates?
Byron, I have something to say.
Okay.
And this is more or less on behalf of Ralph Meyer, who's not on the call today. We have received 2 membership applications, one from .cn, which is Tunisia, and that is straightforward and has been checked by IANA and cleared by IANA, and I expect it to be posted by Roloff to the council any day. Then we have a second application from .ki, Kiribati, which is a little bit more problematic. It came to the secretariat, and it was sent in an old format that we do not use anymore. It was sent in a format that we used several years ago, and we're trying to reach out to the person who sent it to encourage him to use our new online form, but we haven't been. I haven't been able to reach it, and I have also tried to have asked for help from the regional liaison in the region. So we're still trying to get him to reapply, and if not, we will have to consider what to do with this application.
Okay.
Second thing, my own ignorance.
Where is .ki?
Kiribati, that's somewhere in the Asia Pacific region. That would be an island somewhere.
Okay.
It's close to Samoa, or
close
relatively
to Samoa.
Close to Samoa.
Thank you.
The second thing is that I just wanted you to let you know that we have started to post the adjoining papers that we send out to the council. Calls, like all preparation materials. We have a special page that we, the page where we post all minutes, we also have started posting all materials there. So I can post a link afterwards to the council email list so that you can see that. So it's up there now.
Okay, good, thanks.
What's the URL?
I will send it to the council list after this call.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number 4, the final study, final report from the study group on use of country and territory names, which has certainly been a significant level of effort. And just as a brief history, remember that group started back in 2010, so they have been grinding away on a very complex subject for quite some time now. The report itself has been sent out. It was about 30-some pages plus some annexes, and if anybody had the time to read it in detail, there's certainly many issues at play here and a complicated subject matter. So we have the opportunity to have any discussion right now on the report and some proposed recommendations. But first, Bart, did you have any comments that you wanted to make on this? And following that, I would open it up to any further questions. Bart, did you have any comments?
No, just for the councillors who didn't have the opportunity to read it through. I think in the executive summary you get the drift of the complexity of the topic, and to no surprise, because it's just a study group, the recommendations are very limited. So, and it's good to note that these recommendations were carried fully by all members of the working group, including the members from ALAC and the GNSO. And also we had some comments that in particular the recommendation A around creating a follow-up cross-community working group was supported by all commenters, but the second one there was a discussion around it and response whether the rule in the applicant guidebook should be extended or not, but the working group or the members of the study group all stayed or all kept all of the opinion that the rule had to be extended. I think that's a very high level summary of what happened over the last 2 or 3 months.
Thank you, Bar. And I should also highlight that there certainly seemed to be pretty good cooperation with all of the respective ACNSOs, and also UNESCO have played an important role here. So there were a couple of proposed recommendations. Proposed resolutions, since we don't have quorum, we're not in a position to actually have a vote and or accept them, so we're going to have to do that online at a future date. However, are there any questions or comments on the report itself or the proposed resolutions? Resolution number one just being what Bart paraphrased, which is to extend the existing rules and to establish a cross-community working group, which would further review the guidelines, et cetera, and provide advice on the feasibility of developing consistent and useful definitional frameworks that could be used across all ESOs and AC. So that's resolution one. Any comments or questions on that? Like I say, unfortunately, we don't have quorum, so we can't actually vote, but certainly I think this is a fair and reasonable resolution, and I'm confident that it should pass when it gets put to a vote. The proposed resolution number two is that the CCNSO Council resolves that in light of the need for further work on the treatment of country and territory names, the complexity of the issue at hand, and the inconsistencies between various ICANN policies the study group identified, the CCNO requests that the ICANN board to extend the current rule of the new GTLD applicant guidebook regarding the exclusion of all country and territory names in all languages for consecutive rounds of new GTLD applications. So that is a fairly robust and strong statement and resolution. Are there any comments or thoughts on that?
Byron, this is Bart. What should be added, and I'll add it as soon as the resolution will be circulated to the council list. It should be until the second or say the proposed cross community working group has come up with results.
Right. Okay. Good point. Thank you. Are there any other comments on this? I would, for those of you who haven't had the opportunity to read all 30 pages plus annexes, I would strongly encourage you, as Bart said, to at least read the executive summary. You can thumb through some of the indexes to get a sense of it, but the exec summary is only a couple of pages long, and it will certainly give you a flavor for the complexity of the issue. So please at least read that. The third proposed resolution is one of thank you to the working group and Paul Sindler in particular. However, again, we will have to wait on voting on that, but I'm pretty confident that one will pass. Anyway, we will do that online. Any further comments or questions before we move on to item number 5? Okay, item number 5. Cheryl, here we are. ALAC, CCNSO Liaison Working Group, Program Working Group. The idea was to appoint Katrina and Margarita and Ron Sherwood to the ALAC CCNSO Liaison Working Group and enable and empower to start setting the agendas and times for the joint ALAC CCNSO Council meetings at the ICANN meetings, and ideally even start with proposing a new format or topics for the joint meeting on Tuesday the 19th, starting at 12:30. Cheryl.
Thanks, Byron. Cheryl here. I hadn't realized that Katrina and Margarita, two excellent choices, had volunteered. So if Bart can make sure we've got an email address that we can interchange with them now, we can get on to the necessary work. With the time of the meeting running over luncheon, I don't know how far Bart has gone, but I've certainly asked Heidi to see whether, noting that there's fairly expensive overhead for food and beverage at this particular venue, whether we can at least find the funding for a simple box lunch, etc. And I gather that it would be the full council, or would it be a complete open meeting, because that will make a difference on catering.
Now, Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, but my sense is it would probably just be the ex-com and liaisons CCNSO
yes, that
leadership,
was,
not
yeah.
a wide-open
right.
everybody
yeah.
meeting.
Perfect. Okay.
And certainly I think the goal at this point was that, yeah, it would be a working lunch, and
good.
Hopefully we can find our way to providing at least a box lunch for everybody.
Well, you'd be surprised how challenging even that may be, but we'll work on it.
All right. A bag of peanuts and a bottle of water then.
Okay. Well, it depends whether I stick on my registry hat and push, you know, people to fund us, or whether I stick in the ALAC world. That's all. I'm trying to be an ALACer at the moment.
All right. Well, I hope you have the former hat on rather than the latter in this particular instance. Okay. Any other comments or feedback on item number 5? I think we have a plan there. And thank you to Katrina and Margarita and, of course, Ron for stepping up on that.
And, Byron, this is Bart. I will send this motion to the council list as well.
Thank you.
On the appointment.
Item number 6, working groups and other updates. Unfortunately, I think I'm the only person here
And Katrina.
Hold on a bit.
Katrina?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Katrina's on. Thank you.
Yeah. So about the program working group. Now, currently, we have a new version of agenda, and it's what has been sent to the group. And tomorrow, we'll have a call. We're going to discuss it. The plan is to publish the first draft of the agenda this week. We're also thinking and planning some other changes. For example, we'll have a short presentation highlighting the most interesting presentations or discussions during the both CCNSO days. And Byron has kindly agreed to show the presentation during the opening speech. I hope, Byron, you remember that.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. Also, thanks to Alejandra, who's has joined our working group. Now we're planning to use Google Calendar to schedule the CCNSO sessions, so just to, you know, to help people to find their way to our sessions more easily. This information also will be distributed to the community before the meeting, and once again stressed at this presentation I mentioned earlier. And we also think about trying another approach with the survey. So we think that maybe we shouldn't ask so much about the each particular presentation, but more focus on the actual needs and interests and wishes of the community. So that's the first short update. Any
okay.
questions?
No. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a significant improvement for the program for this time, and certainly more accessible in terms of being able to publish the details in Google Calendar. Thank you. I know that Roloff had put out a brief written comment on the work of the SOP, which is available to everyone. You've heard about 6.6, the study group. I can comment on 6.4, the finance working group, which I put out a brief overview of. Basically, since the last council meeting, the finance working group has had one meeting where we reviewed the feedback that we received from the last ICANN meeting and started to work through and incorporate that feedback as appropriate into a slightly revised and edited version of the principles and the actual financial framework. And that, in fact, has recently been sent back to the Finance Working Group, which will have another call this coming Friday morning, at least in North American time, this Friday, where we will ideally be coming to conclusion that we are ready to present a final draft report to the community. And as part of that exercise, we are also proposing to have a webinar, which would be held late in October, but enough in advance of the Buenos Aires meeting that people would have time to digest it and reflect on it. So those are the next couple of steps leading up to Buenos Aires, where we hope to put this to the community for the final time and then put it to the council as the final recommendation from this working group. That's where the finance working group is at. Are there any other updates? I think we have Hong is on the call.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Can you hear me?
You sound very far away.
Oh, well.
Can you hear me better
much
now?
Better. Much
oh,
better.
Okay. I was muted. Right, I do have an update. First of all, I want to know whether you've received the official invitation from ICANN to join the pilot leadership project in Buenos Aires 6 days before the meeting. Have you received the invitation?
I have received an invitation.
Oh, okay, that's good. So I have three updates. The first one is that for these invitees, you'll be invited to join our online learning platform. But that's very much for beginners. I guess it's not necessary for you. The second part, the platform is at the beta version. It's not available to the trainers so far. It should be available before Buenos Aires. The second part is the skill training that will be offered by staff, and they're invited experts, so we don't know the contents or the trainers. For the third part, that is actually planned by the Academy Working Group. The interesting part, the new reform, is that because of the limited fund available to the project, there won't be any trainers invited to this project. Instead, those very experienced leaders will be trainers and trainees at the same time. So for CCNSO, with three trainees, there's Byron, the new chair, and two NOMCOM appointees. I guess Byron will be the trainer and also the trainee for the project. So hopefully you enjoy the communication with the other leaders. Back to you, Byron. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting path forward, to be sure. All right. Thank you, Hong. Any comments or feedback, questions on that? Hong, maybe I could ask, with a program that starts 6 days in advance of an already lengthy meeting, do you have any sense of what the uptake on this is going to be?
Well, we don't know the contents of the first 3 days. For the last 3 days, the second half, there's Academy Working Group's curriculum. I could send you the draft curriculum. It has not been finalized, but there's around 6 to 5 modules. It's about cross-constituency dialogue and policy developing process. There's interesting mixture of the mature leaders and newcomers appointed by NOMCOM. So it's an interesting experience, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments on item number 6? It will move to item number 7, the work plan, which Bart recently sent out. Bart, do you want to draw our attention to anything in this?
No, no. The only thing is, say, it includes most updates, I think with the exception of Katrina's update, but I'll include that one for finalizing it, so it's more a reflection of the updates, etc. excuse me. And the second thing is the CCNSO statements. We didn't make much progress there, so we need to. So there were two statements. One was on the IANA contract, is particularly the reporting on the CCTLD delegations and redelegations. And the second one was on the geographic region's final report. I'll get in touch with the chairs of these drafting teams to see if we can make progress there.
Okay, is there anything blocking them, or just...
No, it's more the time, etc.
Okay, do we have any sense of when they will be able to get to it?
My guess is by the end of this week we'll make some progress, and then definitely early next week.
Okay, so you'll follow up with them.
Yeah.
Thank you. Item number 8, meeting update for the Buenos Aires meetings. Sorry, one second. So we've changed the format of the CCGNSO council meetings. And I think the other, probably the big thing that I guess has recently been announced is a change in timing for the public forum.
It's still in the progress. I've proposed to include this so councillors are aware or will be aware in making their travelling plans that there is a because the schedule has not been publicly announced yet, but the major change or proposal is to change the public forum from Thursday afternoon to Thursday morning.
And having, I've seen a fair amount of back and forth on this, on the SOAC chairs list, and certainly my perception is that it is pretty much finalized that it will be Thursday morning, although there are a couple of folks who are definitely unhappy about it. But if I were a betting man, I would bet on the public forum being in the Thursday morning, not Thursday afternoon.
Yep.
And I am just seeing that Margarita is online. Yes. And did you want to say anything online here?
She can't.
No.
She's typing.
Okay.
I just think, Byron, that she wants to that we read out what she wrote about the meeting strategy working group.
Okay. Are you able to do that?
Yeah, it's just saying, my update is that in the meeting strategy working group, we present a final version of our work to the board by Sebastian Bachelet.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on to item number 9, liaison updates. Patrick?
Yeah, hi, Byron. Patrick here.
Hi, Patrick. Well, first, thank you for a very fulsome written update.
That's no problem. Report was sent a couple of days ago, so I refer everybody to that report. At the top of the report, there's just an overview of the main items that are being discussed in the GNSO Council, only those that sort of have some sort of interest to the CCNSO. The main one being a framework for cross-community working groups. There's a motion being voted on this, the next GNSO meeting in 2 days. And also the GNSO Council are intending to invite the CCNSO to provide a co-chair for this working group. That's the main thing. Everything else is in the report. If there's any other questions, I'm happy to follow up on anything else. The only other thing that's happened since this report was made was that the GNSO will be formally reviewed commencing 2014 after ICANN board met later last month. That's my update.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. For everybody on the call, Patrick, I think this is probably the most fulsome review of GNSO activity that I've seen in some time, so I certainly appreciate that. I almost feel like I was there. And I guess we will need to work towards finding a co-chair for that cross-community working group. But we'll save that for another day. ALAC update? Again, as usual, there was a fairly fulsome written report. Hopefully people had had time to take a look at that. Ron, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Did you want to draw our attention to anything in particular or highlight anything in specific?
No, nothing beyond what you have on the report.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for either Patrick or Ron? we're heading towards record time here. Item number 10, then, date of next meeting. Next meeting will be in Buenos Aires at the ICANN meeting, and then the further conference call on December 10th.
Byron?
Yes.
Barak made, for those of you who haven't seen it, Barak put an update from the AFTLD in the chat.
Okay. For those who don't have access, AFTLD has just concluded a successful secure registry operators course and domain name operators course in Madagascar. There were 26 participants from 12 African CCTLDs, and I guess AFTLD had partnered with Delta Risk and NSRC to put that on. Thank you, Barak. Okay, item number 11, any other business?
Byron, I have one issue.
Gabby, go ahead.
I just wanted to remind everyone that on Monday the 14th, we start the nomination period for both the CCNSO Council and the ICANN Board. So those with concerns, you may want to think whether you like to re-stand or if you have any good candidates. And, I'll post more information closer to that date. But it starts next Monday.
Okay. Thank you, Gabby. And maybe I'll just make a comment that, we have business that we would like to take care of on these calls, which, for example, today we're not able to because we don't have quorum. And I know the people on this call are the ones who are making the effort to attend the calls. But please feel free to lobby and remind your friends on the council that it is important to make time for this 1 hour per month. Anyway, thank you all for making time for this call.
Peter has raised hand.
Peter, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Byron. Thank you, Gabby. Yes, just one quick point. I would like to remind the council of the email that Leslie has sent in relation to, and this was about the central meeting, but I think a more overall issue that we at one point need to discuss, and I don't know whether now is a good time or not, but on the representation of the CCNSO, the information and the work that we do there needs to be presented better outside our own, outside the ICANN environment, because I think we're doing a pretty good job there. But it is a point of attention.
Yes. Certainly word that got back to me suggests that you're being very diplomatic about how the CCNSO update was presented at the center meeting. I heard it was abysmal. So that is definitely on my radar to make sure that certainly in a forum like that we are representing ourselves far more effectively than we seem to have been at your last meeting.
Well, it actually started with welcoming Rwanda as the most recent European member to the CCNSO, and Rwanda was represented by the abbreviation for cctld.me. And from then on, it went worse. Just to give you an idea of the level of knowledge that was in that presentation.
Right. So, like I said, it's definitely on my radar now. And to be fair, to be honest, it wasn't until this point. So, duly noted.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Peter. Any other business? Okay, with that, I think... Certainly, it's almost record time for any council meeting I've been on. I guess the trick is to not have quorum and not have people on the call, and we can just whiz right through it. Anyway, thank you all for the folks who are on the call, and certainly when we're in Buenos Aires, we'll make a point of reminding people to make this 1 hour call per month. All right. Thank you, everybody, and I look forward to seeing you all in Buenos Aires. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, thank you. Goodbye. See you in Buenos Aires.
Bye.